Hello and welcome to Label Sessions Presents, the podcast where we talk to the most interesting people about all the things you need to know in the worlds of innovation, business, design, tech, and culture. I'm Fazlan Esau. Today, we're joined by new label mate, Renata Duarte, founder and MD of Label Sessions, Nick Sherrod, and our resident content king, Josh Nixon. So let's jump right in with a little bit of a welcome to Renata. Renata is a seasoned human-centered design strategist who transforms deep cultural insight into brand, product, and innovation strategies that resonate globally. With a career spanning Sao Paulo, Palo Alto, and Lisbon, she's worked across the marketing strategy and design for clients including Nike, Diageo, Meta, Humana, and more. Renata, welcome to Label Sessions Presents.
Thank you so much. Very happy to be here.
Fantastic. So it's been as always, a busy week in innovation. And one of the things that has cropped up is, so innovation over the last few years, especially since that little period of time we called COVID lockdown, has been largely focused on the digital world. But something's shifting. We're seeing a return to queues down the block for brands like Lululemon and Stussy. Dating apps are turning to IRL hangouts, and audiences showing up to the Minecraft movie in costume, treating it like a Rocky Horror interactive experience. At the same time, cinemas are losing money. Nightclubs are shutting down because people aren't drinking enough. Are we at a turning point in how we think about physical space, experience, community? Why do we think people are re-engaging with physical space in such a big way? And what does it say about what we've been and what they've been missing?
Right. That's a very interesting question. I think it's all about providing experiences. So, you know, everybody who was doing all their work through Zoom and everything like that, you feel complete, like after a few meetings, I was feeling even more lonely than before, because you were just like, you cannot get that moment to, you know, just a chit chat in the beginning of the meeting to know how, because it's just, okay, here we go. And especially, I mean, being a Brazilian and working in the US, I admire a lot their efficiency and all the things I've learned about, you know, in the workspace. But where is the warmth? Where is the connections? Where are the interactions? So I think it's all about that. And it's normal, you know, I mean, nowadays, the offline and the online world, I think, are kind of like so intertwined, that the people now, in my opinion, are looking for interactions, but within the real world, you know, not just, okay, when you are behind your screen, you can interact with everything. But then when you go out in the world, it's like, what? I think a good example is you mentioned the dating apps. Eh? And I've heard recently there is a new thing that people, they go jogging wearing blue socks. Have you guys heard about this? And that means you are like open. Yeah. And also some other countries, I'm not sure where, but I think also here in Portugal, there is something about like when you are doing your groceries,
yeah,
you pick up a pineapple and you turn it upside down. It's like you are also. So imagine how amazing, like you're there shopping and you see, you know, this handsome guy with the pineapple, you maybe, well, you know. It's like, I love this. And I also think there are so many opportunities in this sense, because without the experience, why would you leave your couch and your iPhone to go get something at a retail store that doesn't offer you anything but an even worse experience than you could have had at home? So I think the reason why you leave your couch and you go out somewhere is because you want to experience that universe, that ecosystem, and you know, see other people that might be, you know, from your tribe. And I love these the opportunities. Of course, it's a bit scary, the idea that a lot of people are preferring to stay at the couch. But on the other hand, for instance, we at Innovati, we have a meeting every Wednesday that we go, we have lunch, and then we go to the nearest McDonald's for our co-working space. So basically, if you think about it, McDonald's has Wi-Fi, air conditioning, like a very, very chill music background. You can order coffee, some dessert, whatever. And there's almost nobody there. Nobody. Like after 2 p.m. until, you know, I don't know, 6. That's where we normally end our meeting. So we just said to the manager that, hey, why don't you make this a connection hub for innovators, for the entrepreneur community around here? And they were like super excited, because why would you go to McDonald's from 2 to 6? Like, okay, in the cases are much more, but you know, let's use this sphere. Why would we only connect through you know, this digital forum? So I'm excited. I think there's a lot to do, and if brands are open to it, it can be a game changer.
It's an interesting thing as well, because I think there's definitely something you're onto there, Renata, but all over the world, the pattern we keep on picking up is that people are craving shared experiences in particular.
Exactly.
Things they can do together, be with people, those kind of things. The one bit of chaos, which I guess is the kind of interesting thing from an innovation standpoint, is we're not culturally used to going out and finding it in the new ways. So, you know, in terms of one of the things we picked up a lot on this podcast, in fact, in various different parts of the world, is research around the rise of loneliness. And it's not because people as such don't have access to people, it's that they somehow can't organize the time to get together or do those things anymore, which is maybe why you then see this coming up in the research we picked up, showing things like, you know, this kind of weird situation where everyone's craving shared experiences, but also nightclubs are going bust. And it's almost because the business model is in a place yet where people won't quite pay as much for a ticket that would make it work without the drinks revenue. Yeah. Because it's like the whole thing's in a weird sort of reimagining state where lots of the old models of these shared spaces are kind of broken.
Yeah.
But people kind of want more shared experiences, which is why you get into really interesting spaces where you start to think, well, actually, is there an opportunity for McDonald's to move in the afternoon space and be the kind of third space like other places used to be? In the UK, I always think it's crazy. Like, you have these kind of pubs and bars which aren't open during the day, but are like almost like look the same as the co-working spaces, if you like, around the corner, designed in the same thing, but people haven't quite got their head around it. So it's like a really interesting time maybe to kind of have those two things in tension, which is that people really want shared experiences.
Yeah.
But also, they haven't quite worked out what the proposition of these things is yet, or like how you make that work. And so there's going to be you know, massive opportunities for new physical spaces, but they are going to be different than the ones we knew before.
I totally agree with you. And I think it's kind of like this with every innovation. You know, you have this kind of adjustment between what's known and what's new. And it's like this that the things kind of start, you know, adjusting to each other until they finally, because yeah, if it's too disruptive, sometimes people cannot even connect. And if it's too, you know, like basic, then it's like, yeah, it's kind of scary the way it also is. I mean, I went back to the US and the Targets, this big chain looked very strange. The Toys R Us are not there anymore. Like, it's a lot of things. It's a lot of change and a lot of ambiguity that we all have to navigate together.
I also feel like there's a lot of sort of Gen Z reinventing the bus type of things happening here as well. I saw a New York Post article about how they rediscovering just inviting friends over to have coffee because coffee's so expensive. And just like, so they're just like sort of, it's like a new trend to invite friends over to have coffee in your house. And I was like, wow, that's so just like a normal hangout. And, and it's now a Gen Z trend. So I think there's a lot of the sort of like throwback, but to things that were just regular, normal things that everyone was doing before, you know.
Yeah, and it's also like, pandemic. To your point, the new generation, they're digitally born. We are still, I don't know about you guys, but I can say I am still from a generation that, well, I love that I was born, you know, analogic, and then started to face these new things, because I think to this new generation, they don't have this kind of I don't know, milestone to say, oh, things were like this and now are like that. They just poof, and that's how they know. So it's really funny what you said, and I've seen some of examples like this too, of like, oh my God, you think this is trendy? Like, what?
Yeah. Although it's interesting as well, Renato, I was also thinking as you were talking there, which is there's things that everybody has kind of taken out of their life and aren't necessarily talking about the consequences of. Because it's things like with remote working, genuinely think loads of the organizations that we work with that have issues around remote working, they almost don't have a language to go. Actually, one of the things they're missing is the Friday after work drinks. Totally. Because all of a sudden you realize that, because what that comes through as is people saying things like, I don't understand, like the new guys coming through don't seem to know how to operate with a boss or don't seem to know how promotions work and all this kind of stuff. And it's like, well, that's because that used to happen in a real physical space at the end of the day, chatting about stuff.
Exactly.
And you have to find some way of doing it again or like rebuilding that.
Magic happens in these spaces. I mean, I used to smoke cigarettes back in the days, and in the smoking area there, oh my God, there was so much work and genius work being done because people were just there, you know, hanging out, and then you start talking about something and brrr, and we were all went back like, yeah, let's do it. So yeah, because not the best ideas don't come only when we want them to. Yeah. And most of the times it's like in the shower or, you know, in a moment of relaxation that things. I totally agree with this.